The Seoul Highway heading south out of Anchorage was closed for 12 hours last night and into this morning because of what Anchorage police described as a distraught man. A manhunt is still underway for a suspect who allegedly discharged a weapon multiple times. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the incident, combined with avalanches in the area, trapped area residents and knocked out power.
Alaska State Troopers say they were notified shots had been fired at the highway pull-off by Beluga Point shortly after 8 p.m. Wednesday. Megan Peters is a spokesperson for the Department of Public Safety and says police from Anchorage and troopers from Seward tried to contact the suspect immediately.
The subject did fire off a handgun. APD SWAT personnel later responded to the scene, as well as members of the Alaska State Trooper Special Emergency Reaction Team. And then the highway was shut down due to the public safety concerns associated with the incident.
Troopers say the suspect is 36-year-old Kevin Thibodeau, identified online as a former Army captain who's worked as a communications manager for the Native Corporation representing shareholders in Utqiagvik. Though the highway was reopened at about 9:30 Thursday morning, Thibodeau has not yet been located. The investigation is being led by the state's Department of Public Safety. Peters says a handgun and other evidence were discovered in the area, a rugged terrain pressed between the rocky shores of Cook Inlet to one side and steep cliffs just across the roadway.
Our search efforts for him are ongoing in the area to include the waters of the inlet. If anyone has any information regarding his whereabouts, they're advised to call 911. And if you see him, do not attempt to contact him on your own. Please just notify law enforcement.
The road closure stranded people trying to travel between Anchorage and the communities along Turnagain Arm down to Girdwood and the Kenai Peninsula. On top of that, there was an unplanned avalanche in the area that knocked out equipment along the same highway, shutting down power to many of the same residents. Grace Green works by the port in Anchorage, but lives in Girdwood. She and her family went to bed Wednesday without power.
You know, alarm goes off around 5:30 in the morning. I noticed that I had received a text message with the 10% battery life I had left that the school buses were not able to make it down to Girdwood, but the Girdwood school was still open and would operate as normal. So power was still out for us at that point, but we were starting to kind of get up and go through our normal morning routine.
According to the Chugach Electric Company, power was restored to the area before 8 a.m. Green spent the day working from home with her young son, who goes to preschool in Anchorage, says the experience is a good reminder about life in an area with only one road going in each direction.
In Alaska, we rely daily on critical infrastructure, and when something comes up and the road gets closed, not only can people not get to or from their homes, but it stops the flow of the supply chain.
According to troopers, the ongoing search for Thibodeau is dependent on weather. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.